Steve, how are you? You go, oh,
long look. Night last night.
Steve was busy at the Waiheke Radio fundraiser last night, cooking us up a storm out there in the courtyard, and very tasty too, Steve.
Good. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, now, we have you in regularly to talk food with us. What's on the agenda this morning?
Well, we had a brief conversation last night. You were very busy, but there seems to be a lot of issues with chickens, organic, free-range, etc. And I'm just wondering if people actually know where their food actually comes from.
I think most people choose not to know where their food comes from, doesn't it? Especially when it comes to the meat side of things.
Well, it's a price thing. If you don't know, that's it.
Oh, well, I think exactly. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who probably would choose organics or choose, local produce over overseas produce, for example, if they could afford it. But for most people, it's simply a budget thing.
Well, it is. It's just listening to what John was saying there was that it's economic. There has to be a quid in it for the guy who's doing it. It's got to be economic for the customer, and people produce food to a price that they can sell and make a profit on.
And I suppose the ironic thing for New Zealand is because we're good at producing food, we have all of our best apples going overseas to the US, we have all of our best lamb going off overseas to the UK, and we're not getting it here, is that right?
And that is exactly right. It really does disappoint me, not just meat, but the vegetables, the fruit. We get sort of the second pick, and we import things to replace what we've sent overseas.
And this is the insane part, isn't it? If we're importing, I've read of lamb imports into New Zealand. I mean, what the heck's going on there?
Well, if the producer can get a better dollar sending it to Japan or UK, Europe, whatever, that's what they're going to do.
Is it similar to the dairy thing? Is it because there's a big co-op and, you know, everything's under a kind of certain amount of central control? Or was there something different going on here?
I think it is just a global sort of, the six companies that own the world, basically, and they have a finger in every pie.
Okay.
if you know what I mean.
Every mince pie in this case.
But it just seems silly that we have farmers here who are going broke, and we send the stuff overseas.
So for those people who are concerned about buying local, I mean, is this stuff being labelled? I mean, you go into the butcher section down at the supermarket or into your local butcher shop or whatever. I mean, this stuff, you know, we're used to now to seeing country of origin labels starting to appear on fruit and vegetables, but we're not seeing it on meat products, are we?
Not so much. Apparently, there are certain things that say produce of more than one country. So you could be buying New Zealand meat, or you can buy Australian meat, or, you know. It's a bit ambiguous.
And you must find, though, people coming into the butcher shop, because they're probably maybe being a little more discerning and thinking, okay, I'm going to go there because I'm, you know, wanting to get quality product, or I'm wanting to get a specialist product. So the people who come in there must be much more concerned about, say, country of origin, the way that the animals have been raised and so forth.
Yeah, I try as far as possible to buy New Zealand meat. There's some sort of crocodile and stuff like that.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of here.
They have to be imported. But when I in town picking up my supplies, I go to some big places that have trucks taking away New Zealand product to be shipped overseas, and there's another truck backing in that's just come from somewhere else, and they're unloading it to sell here, you know, which seems a bit strange to me when we have such good product, basic product. And I think a lot of people don't understand that to have an organic chicken or whatever, it costs more. You know, the free-range eggs, somebody has to go around and pick them up. If they're in a battery, the eggs just roll out and automatically packed. But it's somebody's time to go and do them things.
Actually, chicken and eggs are good examples of two products that people often claim there is a dramatic taste difference between, say, free-range and barn eggs, or between an organic chicken and a factory-raised chicken. Would you agree with that?
I would, because a lot of the time the flavour of the animal that you're eating depends on what that animal's been eating. And if it's been eating what it was sort of evolved to eat, it's going to be a lot tastier and more actually taste like it's supposed to taste. Mm. A lot of things these days are kind of homogenous. There are McDonald's, you know. A Big Mac is just as bad in New York as it is in Tokyo, you know.
So that's the same with the chickens, that a chicken from one factory farm is going to be just as bad as the one from the other factory farm, and they're all trying to get consistency and flavour and so on.
Yeah, it's the thing with chickens. They have hormones and stuff, and it's a question of growing them from an egg to a saleable bird in the shortest piece of time, so they can sell it. They're not actually interested in what it tastes like. And majority of people, sad to say, don't care. If they can afford it, that's what they'll buy.
But you have commented before that people probably buying too much meat products. It's an odd thing for a butcher to say, but what's the answer? Is it to buy less and buy quality?
Definitely. I mean, it's like, you know, you buy a $50 pair of shoes or a $150 pair of shoes. You know that a $150 pair of shoes are going to last you four times, five times as long as your $50 pair of shoes.
Yeah, but maybe not nowadays, eh? Because now, often people are paying premium prices for brand and for fashion. And are we seeing the same thing in food, that people are paying premium prices for something which isn't necessarily costing that much more to produce, but has the organic brand?
It's a brand thing. It's the name. You know, at the end of the day, a pair of jeans is a pair of jeans.
Mm.
But if they're Levi's or Lee or whatever, they cost you twice as much just because you've got that label on them.
Mm.
It is a fashion, and food is fashion, and it's incredibly fashionable now, because we've got all these people like Jamie Oliver and whatever on the telly saying, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. And they always say things like, ask your local butcher, ask your local fishmonger, ask your... these guys are getting few and far between, because people actually don't shop for what they want to eat. They have a budget, and they go to the supermarket, and that's a $10 packet. That's today's meal. Another $10 packet, that's tomorrow's meal.
Mm.
And it's a price point sort of, you know, that's our budget. But we'll save up and buy a big flat-screen TV, or get kids a PlayStation, or get another car, which we don't actually need. The most important thing is to actually eat and... you know, stay alive and enjoy it.
There we go. It's Steve the Butcher from the Village Butcher. Now, Steve, you raised something that we're going to pick up in a later show on, actually. We'll pick it up with you maybe next time you're in, is that thing about the impact of those TV cooking shows, which are very popular now on the local shops. So we're going to head into the news now, but I'd like to take that up with you next time we talk. So thanks very much, Steve, from the Village Butchery. You can find him for some good quality good quality product there up in Onirua.